All right, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 4:46. You may begin to remember we are being recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone. Would like to go ahead and get started. And being that we have meetings that sometimes takes a long time to get through things, we want to add some non-negotiables, if you all are okay with that. Being that we want to keep our meetings to a minimum of 2 hours, unless mutually agreed upon. If it's something that we could work out, you know, and we need to spend a little bit more time.
You mean maximum of 2 hours?
Maximum, yes, I'm sorry, maximum. Mm-hmm. And that the caucuses or the caucus meetings are only to 30 minutes. If we need to bring something back, we can add that to the next agenda item. And on the agenda that you have today, that should be GESPA at the top, not GCCTA. So if you could change that, please. To GESPA. Okay. So with this, if there are going to be new items that's added, like at the next meeting, and you're asking different questions, if at all possible, if we could just find out what those are, so we'll be somewhat prepared to answer those questions, and then we could just add those questions to the agenda. And
I can do that. I frequently ask them in the form of a public record request, and so yeah, I respond to them sooner. I don't know, like, right? Because that's usually most of my questions are in public records requests before bargaining.
Let me say this, Dr. Siegel, because I know we've had conversations with trying to get things done, and because we were just going to ask if you could get them to us within 2 days, but I know that's not going to work. So if you have already done the public record request, and then you're looking for additional information, if you could just let us know that prior to the meetings.
Sure. So one example is how much the superintendent's plan costs. Uh-huh. Do you have that information in it? But I've asked that 2 months ago.
Well, we don't have it yet, and we'll be able to explain to you why that's the proposal that we're looking at putting before you, but it still is contingent on salary and board making a decision, so that's why you don't have it as of yet.
But the superintendent made a proposal, and that has a cost associated with the proposal. It has nothing to do with the school board. What's the cost associated with the proposal?
We have not gone before the board to do a public records request.
It doesn't have anything to do with the board or the public records request, though. The superintendent formulated a plan that you all offered.
Oh, I'm sorry. What you're talking
the
about
of that.
The retention area.
No, he's asking for the cost of these.
Yeah, you made a proposal already.
Yeah, his proposal is to stay within the $200,000.
But we don't have it exactly.
Say that again?
You're talking about this document.
I'm saying you gave a document at the first bargaining session, I think, that was the superintendent's proposal, and I asked how much it cost, and it was, we don't know, but then he definitely knows, we'll get back to you, but now it's been about 2 months, and I still have no idea what that proposal costs.
Well, we just met with him today, and basically, this is pretty much the same proposal.
But I haven't run the numbers to see, because we literally just got it, so...
Right, but if it's the same one, it's been 2 months to run the numbers. I'm just trying to understand what the superintendent is making proposals based off of. It seems like nothing, because if he doesn't know what it costs, right? It costs $100,000, it costs $1 million, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the information we have is that the proposal that that we are presenting is as close to $200,000 as possible. You're correct. We have not calculated the exact cost, but that doesn't, you know, I don't know, and we don't know if the superintendent has calculated the exact cost. We understand that you've made that request. We don't have that information at this time.
What is the $200,000 based off of?
that was the amount that the superintendent and the previous finance director discussed based on the budget at the time.
So I understand that's what you want to spend, but you have no idea what this costs.
Not yet, other than...
So if this costs $500,000?
It doesn't. We have no idea how much that costs. It doesn't mean that the superintendent doesn't know. We don't have that information. We apologize.
Now, is that the proposal that he did after you all cleaned it up? When y'all cleaned it up, that's the same proposal after you cleaned it up?
And that is additional cleanup because the issue was the bus drivers. And there were some additional changes that need to occur to the bus driver. So if you look at that, there are some changes with the bus driver.
What had to change? Or why did you change it?
Because some of them were making less than the proposed, more than the proposal.
Almost all of the bus drivers were making more than whatever they're proposed.
Yeah, you're going to give a huge pay cut to bus drivers. It's like of asking the superintendent to know anything about the plan he proposed. He was literally going to cut the pay for a bunch of bus drivers.
Well, actually, no, we're jumping the agenda. We're not planning to cut the pay of the bus drivers.
Well, so you made the proposal and I asked multiple times in bargaining, let me be clear, how do you do it? You just place them on the table, this is their salary for sure. You all said yes, two different bargaining sessions, that would pay cut most bus drivers. I gave my proposal, which at the bottom said no one receives a pay cut. So my proposal didn't reduce driver pay, right?
We probably misunderstood your proposal, but we can say with confidence that per our meeting today, no one's going to receive a pay cut. They will not make less than what they're
getting. All right, so you're agreeing with Gus's position that no one should take a pay cut.
That is correct.
Yes, we are.
I want to talk about this proposal that we gave you all and the salary chart.
Are we going to go to that now? Okay, sure.
Oh, you want to go, Barbadian?
Okay. No, we don't have to. I was just asking a question.
But we can go Barbados.
I
don't have a problem. Okay, we started the field trip that came up today because they put some field trips on hold. So, what's up with the field trips? Why they put some of the field trips on hold?
So the field trips, I don't know why they put them on hold. Now that I can't answer that question for you. Because I don't know if that's between the schools and transportation. I'm not sure. I don't know about why they're on hold. But I can tell you that this has been a discussion as well. And I know that Dr. Siegel or Gesper proposed that it be at $20 an hour. Initially, it was at $9.50 until everything changed to $15. And I know you want to go up to $20. But... because it's grant funded or school internal accounts or whatever, but the superintendent is still asking that it remains at $15 an hour for the 24-25 school year because we've already put those things in place. And so we're going to remain at $15 an hour.
So the reason's not philosophically opposed, you just already put it in place, so why don't we agree to start it next year? Mm-hmm.
I can't say that, but I know we're working toward making changes for the upcoming year.
Okay, so maybe there's other reasons, like you guys want to pay them $20 an hour. Well, then let's agree to it for next year. It's easy. I hear that you already did it this year. It's too late, but we can agree to it for next year.
You can agree. Yes, actually, you can.
Like you just don't want to pay them.
Propose to.
Yeah, you can make
we
that
could do that.
I already
did
it. Well, I made it. Should I write it down?
So you're saying for this school year, they'll only get $15 an hour? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the proposal was when we're doing grant writing, if they can move it to $20 per hour. Is that what
I think mine was just $20 for everything, so you didn't have to worry about the source.
It kind of also depends on how much funding the schools generate from their. For athletic events, that's paid through their internal accounts based on the funding they've generated.
From the boosters.
Yeah. And from the gate.
Yeah,
from gate.
And boosters and stuff. So right. We can pay the drivers $5 extra.
I don't know that. But I think it's a legitimate proposal, and we can certainly make that one of the items that we...
Yes.
The question is, can we consider that for the 20... 25-26 school year while we have time to put it in the grant. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, it's not just about the grant. It's just that's the price for extracurricular bus driving.
It would be contingent on the grants approving it at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the school site saying, yes, we generate enough gate to cover this.
None of that matters to me. In the contract, it will say $20. I don't care if it's 10 from a grant, 5 from the boosters, 5 from general
whatever.
Funds of the district.
Whatever. You just want $20 an
the
hour.
Bus drivers don't care either. You think they care? Right? It's
$20. Yeah, I understand.
It's $20 an hour.
But whether or not we approve it will depend on whether the school site say, yeah, we can pay this. We're not going to approve something that they say we can't pay.
Well, yeah, but that would just mean they're choosing to spend money in other places, which goes back to that's fine. It's not because we couldn't do it this year. It's because you're choosing not to pay the bus drivers $20 an hour. It's just all choices, right?
Right, right. The question is, can we consider this for the 25-26 school year? Can we consider $20 per hour? Starting 25-26 school year.
Okay, number two, will pay increase be retro to the beginning of the school year? And if they receive the pay increase, it will be definitely retroactive. So based upon board approval, it will go back to the beginning of the school year. Number three, the $2,500 stipend for all employees on the day of ratification. At this particular time, we're not going to be able to do this because all ERSA funds have been expended. Clarification of positions of employment. I know one of the issues you talked about, Dr. Siegel, was the number of secretaries. So we were able to go back and I did pull all of the secretary positions for you, and you have a copy of them in front of you. And the ones that I have in front of me are the administrative assistant and the office managers. So those are the confidential ones. Those have confidentiality in them, but not like it says confidentiality in the knowledge, skills, and abilities. It does indicate confidentiality in the employee's qualities and responsibilities.
I believe that's are you saying all these positions are confidential?
No.
That's what I'm, okay. So you're
no.
saying
so
the
there are only two positions,
right?
Admin and the office manager.
Can I have copies of those also?
Yes, I'll go make
copies. So what
copies
about the data entry?
Data entry are confidential. Those are, but it's included in that. So they're considered, all of them are considered confidential if you want to know the truth. But there are parts of their jobs that they do that's confidential.
May I?
Yes.
To be clear, there are only two positions, clerical positions, that are considered confidential and not a part of the bargaining unit: administrative assistant and office manager.
So you're saying that a data entry person can be a part of the unit if they desire?
Mm-hmm. If they choose to, yes.
I don't see data entry here as a subset of one of
these. It's they're considered secretaries.
But
that's what they do.
Which secretary or secretary just degree differentiated?
Yes.
Same as parents.
Mm-hmm.
So the job description wouldn't even really, okay, well, data entry is part of the secretary.
Mm-hmm. And I'll get you a copy
of
this. Yes.
So do we have an updated bargaining unit list with all of these employees added back in?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, do we have an updated bargaining unit list with all of these employees added in? Because the last one I requested was the second list I was given, but it only had one secretary, and it was the federal program secretary in this building or something like that.
Oh, it was called the receptionist up front. I think that's what it says. Now, what we could do, because it does say,
it's Althea Cessna, reception admin. Is that the front desk person?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only secretary I had after even the second correction to the records request I made. And that was still only 236 employees.
But if you look, it says warehouse supervisor, secretary,
whatever,
assistant food service manager, and district secretary is not designated as confidential. So that would be all of those, with the exception of these two, administrative assistant and office managers.
Right. I feel like we're saying the opposite of the same thing. These people are all in the bargaining unit.
Yes.
Right. So even
yes.
though they, just according to what you're saying, have some confidential components of the job, they're still in the bargaining unit.
Right,
but none of them are contained. Like, name one of these employees that works in the district.
A secretary?
Yeah, whoever, I guess, receptionist, secretary, name one in this district.
Let's see.
You know, just say their name out loud. Think about it. They're not on this list, because this list only has one secretary, and it's the person I just gave you. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it doesn't say just secretary. Is that what you said?
There's no one. I've taken
He's
the list you've given me.
Like, oh, you're looking at the list. Oh, we're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And there's no secretaries except the
Ms.
one.
Well, the Cessna is the only one that's on
all
there.
Already on
right.
The list.
Yeah.
And so last time the explanation was, well, all those people are confidential. We talked about it. Now you're coming back and saying that, I think you agree you miscategorized all these employees mm-hmm. as too confidential. And they're actually in the bargaining unit still. Okay. But when do I get a list of the people?
I hear what you're saying.
Because I, yeah.
You received the list minus the secretaries. And what you wanted.
Both lists, yeah.
And what you, and that, I think we misunderstood. What you're asking for is a list that includes all the individuals that are categorized as secretaries.
Yeah, the bargaining unit list.
Yes, that's a reasonable
And
list.
Do you have them in the system anyway annotated as like data entry? Or they're just?
It's just secretary.
It's just secretary.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you?
I'm trying to think. One of the individuals, do you have? I'm trying to think of the data entry that's at West Gaston Middle School.
She wouldn't know, but it's
just Stewart Street. The data, right now, Ms. Jordan is doing both data entry and office manager.
Well,
but
technically, the data entry.
She's technically, yeah, the data entry, the new young lady is Chandler or something like that. She's a new young lady that came on about a couple of months ago.
She's the data entry.
She would be data entry person.
But
Chandler?
She's new.
Yeah.
It's
Chandler's name.
If it's been a couple of months, well, you might.
The last name is Chandler?
Last name is Chandler. Okay.
What about Gaston County High is Mrs.
She gave me Felicia James as one person.
Is
That's
she
the
on
CPA.
There?
And she's
She's still CPA.
So you're missing the secretary.
Yes,
right?
That's what you're saying.
That's what I've been saying for 2 months.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's why I'm not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like we're missing. It's a huge. You just know from looking there's only 220 employees. That's wrong.
So he wants all secretaries and all receptionists.
275, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody,
secretaries
okay.
and
receptionist. Felicia James is data entry.
So she can be in the union.
Yes, she can.
Okay, because I know she and I were talking, and some she was saying that they said she couldn't be in the union. And
no, that will only be the office manager, and there that would be Ms. Harrell is the office manager. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this has just been an ongoing issue for us for over a year from the unit clarification mm-hmm. where these people that you had taken out thought they couldn't mm-hmm. be in the union, and we have people that are still in it because we said, no, you're still in the bargaining unit. We just haven't
I misunderstood.
So he was receptionist and all secretaries?
What you were asking for.
Secretaries.
Everybody except office managers. Everybody except office managers.
Administrative assistant and office managers that are. All secretaries are partial.
Now, so the person at Jim's unfortunately wouldn't be able to because she's both office manager and data entry person. And even at Chattahoochee, it's both the same.
Yeah, operating the same position.
I still want a list of those people.
Okay.
Because
okay.
Part of it is those people, if they were in the bargaining unit and you take them out of the bargaining unit by just assigning them new job responsibilities, they may not have liked that because also they lose their contract, right, if they have permanent status potentially.
No, that's part of their job description when those two schools, because it being a smaller school, they're the ones that's office manager / data entry. That's what the position would be.
For new hire, are they both?
No, that's what they've been.
Forever?
Well, not. One of them is a new hire that's at Chattahoochee, but the other one that's at Jim's, that's her position that she's been for the past 3 years, well, 2 years now for her.
And she was hired into the position, but you would just list it as confidential, essentially. You wouldn't say it's a half-half. And so they were hired into a confidential position, unlike Felicia James, who was hired into a bargaining unit position, but now remains in the bargaining unit.
Because she's data entry.
Yeah.
And just to be clear, requesting a list of all employees, including secretaries that are part of GESPA, right?
Yeah. If you look at what you've already sent me, Dr. Sonia Jackson, that format, because you've sent me two lists already, so you make the same column, so it'll line up so I can add it into my spreadsheet. So I need the GESPA bargaining unit, which should include these secretaries now, and I would like a full list of everyone, which should include school board members, superintendent, whatever, just so when someone contacts us, I can look up, oh, if you're not in the GESPA unit, let me look at this other list and confirm you are...
So you wanted a whole list of everyone
all
in the district.
District employees.
Yeah, one list of all district employees. And then the other list is just the GESPA bargaining unit, which you sent me twice, but we're missing the secretary. So if you can now in a new spreadsheet or new tab pull those secretaries out for me.
Got it.
But yeah, I just want the whole list, like I was saying. So when people call thinking they should be a member, I can confirm on your list, nope, your office manager, that's excluded. Right now, I can't do that.
Well, why don't we just send him a list of all district employees? He can sort that in Excel and pull out.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Just all employees.
Yeah.
With the job title, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It has to have the job title. So I can pull it out.
And then... you can sort it however you like to sort it.
Okay, and then the guest for pay schedule, which is item number 5. Anyone who is currently making more than what they would make on the new salary schedule will stay on the current salary schedule that they're on until they reach the number of years to receive a salary increase.
I think it was more clear the way Dr. Siegel said is that nobody will receive a pay cut based on the new salary schedule.
That is correct.
I was looking at myself now. The one that the superintendent did, well, he did too. With the non-instructionals, he did two different salaries. He did a 12-month employee, and then he did one at the 10-month employee. And when he talked to me, he told me he had looked at all these different positions for the parents, and that monies would come from different parts. He said, you know, PSE, and you got Title I, and you have the general fund. And Ms. Bruno, question to you if you don't mind. Have you kind of caught up with everything?
Mm-mm.
He was not a teacher.
Yeah, no, have not gotten our stuff done. We have an extension from the state until the end of November. So that's what we're working towards, is the end of November, getting all of our balances and accounts and everything caught up.
I'm just going by what the superintendent told me, but he told me you should be caught up by the end of September. That's what he said. Because evidently that's not so, according to what you said.
That's correct. Unless he was talking about a particular account or balance.
No,
because
he said,
the ESSER funds were expended by the end of September.
But
we did that.
But this is what he said. He said you should have everything cleaned up that was left behind and be caught up. But since you said it's not so, I want to say this. Now, he did this salary chart and he said that the monies was there. That's what he told me. The monies were there, even on the 12-month salary that he did the parents under. Because he said money's coming from different parts. Everything not coming out the general fund. You got, like I said, you got ESC funds, you got Title I funds, and you got the general fund. So, based on this salary chart, and it's not a whole lot of money if you look at it for 30 years. That's not a whole lot of money to make for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
In my position, I'm at 24, so 1910 is not a lot of money for me to make for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 30 years, if I was to work 30 years to make $20 an hour, mm-hmm. that's not a lot of money when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the superintendent, has he looked at this?
Mm-hmm.
But the board had not looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's saying. Okay. All right. And so he's saying this is not doable. But
The one that Chris gave,
uh-huh.
right? I'm sorry, Ms. Dr. Siegel. I apologize. The one that Dr. Siegel did, no, he's not in agreement with that. His is close
yeah.
to that. And
but it's not this, right?
No, it's not.
It's not this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closer to this.
Yeah, he kind of made some changes that compromised. Did you want to get that?
I thought you said this was almost the exact same schedule except the drive-through
yeah.
second.
Yes.
So what was the compromise?
We increased the what did
bus driver.
Bus driver.
We adopted the GESPA proposal for bus drivers.
Well, what about the parents?
We're trying to stay in a budget amount. We're trying to
But we don't know what it costs. Right. So that's why I'm confused, like how much did mine cost that it couldn't be accepted even?
We're trying to, we do know that this is close or within the $200,000.
Well, only for the bus drive.
For everybody.
Everyone.
Okay,
but
this saying, whole thing is going to be.
But you said you only increased the bus driver's salary.
Right.
What
not that
we noticed.
It, not that we took the GESPA proposal for bus drivers and put it over here in the SUPS proposal. That's the one he adopted.
Yes.
That one column. And then the rest of the columns was his proposal.
So the first thing is to clean up our salary schedule, because everybody's all over the place. In cleaning up the salary schedule, correct me if I'm wrong, because
mm-hmm.
you guys sometimes let me talk and I might not be exactly right. In cleaning up the salary schedule, then we're able to, if we decide to do a raise, it's going to be more consistent. Some people in the cleanup are going to make a little bit or quite a bit more money. Some won't make any more at all, but they will not get less. Okay. The first step is to clean up the salary schedule. And it's not an easy thing. I think if Dr. Siegel will recall, we tried to go at this almost 4 years ago, and it's not as easy as it looks. So we think we've gotten the salary schedule cleaned up. It's not perfect, but it's a lot better than what it was before. And we know that people will be getting salary increases. And some people may not get a lot of money, and some people may get a lot.
Yeah, I showed them $1.05 for 24 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm disheartened. I really am. I am so disheartened. So that's all they think of the parents that work so hard, who work beside the teacher, sometimes have to take a teacher role when they can't get a sub. And not only that, we do everything at that school. We work from the cafeteria, we do custodial work, we do whatever we ask to do, and this is all that we can get. Now, I am really disheartened.
But I want to make sure I understand the dollar amounts for the administrative and confidential employees. You spent $612,000 on raises for them. It was like 170 employees.
Yeah, but one got a $10,000 raise. Yeah.
But for the whole group, $612,000 for like 170 employees. Here we have 270 employees, and you want to spend $200,000, and they haven't gotten a raise in 2 years either.
Actually, I don't know if that's correct. The costs of their salaries may have been 600 and some thousand, but that wasn't all.
That was the increase. It was loaded increase. It's from the board doc.
One person got $10,000 raise. Teams.
Okay. And there was one person that moved, but they moved positions. So now, that's why
person,
their dollar amount went up.
This person is the office manager, and she received a $10,000 raise.
I think the cost that Dr. Siegel is looking at, I could be wrong, is that the cost of the raise overall, the cost of the salaries overall was 600 and something.
No, the cost of salaries overall is over $5 million. The cost of only the raises from individual employees, of which there's about 170, this is just your board doc, you guys signed, is $612,000.
Okay, is that what you're reading there?
Yeah, I'm reading from your board doc that you passed on July 2nd.
Okay, I'll take a look. May I take a look? Maybe I could be wrong.
This is my marked up copy, so you can have a look at this front page if you want, and then you can pull it. I just inside my own personal notes, but it's this document. So July 2nd, 2024.
Okay.
$612,000.
I know that was the cost of the salaries, but I don't think that's the cost of the raise.
So we take these differences: 198,174, 280, and then you load it up, and it's 612.
I'll take a look. Okay, that says what now? July, what month?
It's July 2nd, 2024.
July 2nd. You'll take a look at it.
So $612,000 for about 170 employees, but then for these 270.
I think you're misspeaking. I disagree with that, and I want to do that for the record.
All right. I look forward to a response at the next session then after you.
Okay. Did the cost of the admin salaries? The question is, did the cost of the admin salaries?
So my statement, just so we aren't confused, is that you've spent $612,000 only on salary raises for this year compared to last year on the administrative and classified employees, of which there are approximately 173. And so I would love for that to be wrong in comparison, because you're spending, 60% less on 50% more employees?
Okay. The question is, did the cost of admin raises add up to how many million?
I'm making the statement. I'm not asking any questions. $612,000.
$624. Okay, we will look into that.
And that's for the raises, not the whole salaries.
That's what I did. The cost of the admin raises add up to $612,624.
And then you have 173 admin and classified employees.
173 admin.
And I was just counting lines, so probably that's wrong about you.
And classified. Okay, we will look into that.
And the superintendent proposed it. It said for the parents. Mm-hmm. Even one with a BS degree. They got a degree just like the teachers. They're just not in a teacher position. And this is what they're making. Now, he need to go back and look at that stuff again. You tell him, if Mike Swain said, he need to go back and look at that again, because that's not fair. That's not fair. You got these parents that have a BS degree, and they can't even make $20 an hour. So if he pay them for their degree, pay them for their degrees. The one with an AA degree, they can't even make. Let me see. Third. They can't even make $30,000 a year. Even the one with a BS degree for 24 years can't even make $30,000 a year. That's not fair. If you look at it, it's not right. I mean, what do they think about us? What's going on in their mind that they think we don't do? Because if you remove every parent from these schools, what do you think you're going to have? Huh? We do discipline that the teachers can't do? What do you think you're going to have? Now, I am really upset with this proposal because it's not right. They just kind of kick us to the side and kick us up under the rug. This is not fair. This is not fair. This looks better, even though it's not as great than this. It did give us a little bit more for these people hard work, these AAs and BA degrees. Now you tell the superintendent, Mike Swain said, I am very disappointed in him. That they don't value us for 2 cents.
I haven't made it, yes ma'am.
Well, we have nothing to pass. We are waiting for a response from you on our stuff. Do you have anything else? Thank you. Went through your agenda. So I just want to say I kind of have a concern that, I mean, to your point, Dr. Sylvia Jackson, is that it is a lot of work to sort out an ESP pay table. I bargained for 2 units. It's really hard. I have spent a ton of time, you mentioned 4 years, I think it was 3 years ago, I proposed a pay table. That was not even considered for now really 3 years. My concern is that essentially no one is working on this, and this is not about you three. The superintendent seems to be working on it and is making these proposals. I don't think he's actually looking at anything. It's like a dartboard situation. The evidence is the bus drivers. He didn't even look at the bus drivers. Like, I didn't make an offer till I got people's pay to make sure I knew what proposal I was making. I don't think he's doing that or has done it. So my concern, it has already been 3 years. It'll be another year, I don't know. I've done a complex analysis on what's required to really right the ship here, going back years. I understand with your workload here and shortage of people, the amount of time it will take you to do it. I've sorted out and discovered some crazy stuff, like 3 bus drivers all hired at 2 years, somehow making $4 an hour between them, right? Someone here signed off on that in the past 2 years, right?
They're not here anymore. Okay, the people that, is recently?
I don't know. Well, it was 2 years ago.
Oh.
If they have two, if they're working today with 2 years of experience.
Oh, yeah, we would have been. They probably was going on
that. That, I don't see any other way besides that happened with the people here. Why it happened, I don't know. So I get it, but I'm concerned because if I believe there was an effort from this school district to correct the pay scale, I would feel better. I have not seen that. I don't anticipate either 3 of you. It'll take you days, full days, right, of looking through this all. Do you have the time? I hope you find the time because GESP is really important. That's been, I found the time over 3 years is what it's been to look and look and look and look and look. I don't think anyone else is doing it here. I don't think anyone else has been told to do it to that extent here. This is my concern. GESPA was prioritized. We just have not seen that. I would love to see it. Please ask the superintendent to actually look at the stuff. Again, the bus drivers is a pretty smoking gun. He didn't even look at what they were already making because, like, none of them were getting raises. They were almost all getting pay cuts, right? And so who's responsible for really looking at this going forward, I guess? Has that job been given to someone? Normally would probably fall to Miss Bruner, who already has a million and one things to do, so I don't know. Someone you've contracted out, like who's taking GESPA to help correct this?
I would say right now, it's a team effort. The superintendent is taking the leadership. This schedule looks so much better than what.
Oh, let me see. Let me see that.
What we have in place. I agree with. I agree that if I could wave a wand and make money, I agree that probably everybody needs to be paid more. But your question was, is anyone looking at this? Yes. Somebody's looking at this. I don't believe in pointing fingers and throwing anybody on the bus. The soup has been working on this for some time.
Well, after I said work a little hard, I know he showed it back to me during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, when he did the one that you cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
he showed me both of them. And we realized that the hours were wrong.
Hours were different.
But
yeah.
He said the money was still there.
Mm-hmm.
So if the money's still there, why can't we get it? He said the money was there because it's coming out different funds. It's all not coming out general funds. So if each department has its own money, then I don't understand why we couldn't get the first one that he messed up. But he said the money was there.
The first one had a higher salary increase. Is that what you're saying?
You're saying the annual salaries on the first one were for 12 months.
But it had the hours.
It should have been 10 months.
Uh-huh.
But the superintendent, I guess, made a comment that the money's there for the
salaries.
He told
me himself he looked at it. He looked at it, and he looked at ESE funds, he looked at general funds, and he looked at Title I funds. That's why I can't understand. Why I can't get them more than $1.70 above minimum wage for 24 years?
Okay.
Huh?
We hear you.
Yes, ma'am. So like
we
I said,
I feel like we need to look at it. Some
yes,
more
ma'am. Time. Please do.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot of years. Now, just to be making $1.70 more than somebody that's coming in off the streets. I know you wouldn't feel good if you was in my shoes. You've been here 24 years and then somebody coming off the street gonna make $15 and you just making $1.70 more than they make them.
Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to do. All we can do is take back your concerns
yes,
and have to look at it. It's difficult because it's once you put a formula in there, it's not just affecting one person or one group. It's across the board. And that means the overall cost becomes exponential to yeah. So all we can do is take it back and we'll see with the understanding that whatever salary increase that occurs, it will be retroactive. That is the one thing we are in agreement with.
Well, you know, and my concern is that probably doesn't take the whole school term to get this done. So we drag feet and we drag feet and we drag feet. And so you know the end of school term is here.
I know every year, same thing. You know, even when we have good intentions.
Yes, ma'am.
People don't get paid till April or May.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, but when I got my last dollar raise, it was in April. We're at the end of school term.
We had to fight about that one. So.
I sure hope it'll step it up, son.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm too busy.
I understand, yes, ma'am.
Y'all just don't understand. See, because y'all make money.
No, we actually
we don't
understand.
No
my mom was a parent, so I know. I heard it.
And I've been there.
Yes,
I know.
Yes, you know.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
I can't speak for Dr. Sonia, but I came to this district, my salary was cut in half. Okay, I can't speak for Dr. Sonia.
So was mine.
I understand that, and I'm not even asking for my issues are not as great
as yours.
I'm not
asking for a whole lot either.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm asking for enough to make us feel that we're worthy, mm-hmm. that you really appreciate us, you know, for the work we do. Because like I say, we don't just do in the room. We do whatever we actually do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. If we got to go clean up the cafeteria, clean the room because the custodian couldn't come, you know, stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. We do whatever we actually do.
I know.
And then I work with children that I have to change and all that kind of stuff and, you know. make me feel like like I'm appreciated.
Yes, so certainly said, we'll take it back.
Okay, so the next thing you next said one. To have our questions already sent to you.
If there are any additional questions other than what we're to have ready okay. for the next time
okay,
around.
So send them to you and you're going to put them on the agenda.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Can you go into the questions so they know?
Uh-huh, so...
Do you have questions? Mm-hmm. I can say what I have.
Uh-huh. Want to make sure about what I have is the pay for $20 an hour for the upcoming 25-26 school year. It can be considered for to do $20 an hour for the field trip.
Starting 25-26.
Uh huh. You need a list.
Oh, I know one more thing.
Y'all
write y'all grant.
Mm-hmm.
We want a bonus.
Put that in. All right.
So
also add stipend to it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I stipend. $2,500 stipend. I'm going to write your grant.
Well, right now, this is for all of GESPA.
All of GESPA.
So what we already proposed.
Non-instructional.
Yeah, but they said they couldn't give it to them this year, so they're writing a grant because they didn't have no money. So when
you write
your
grant. Well, they're talking about the grants for the bus stuff, not just.
Well, I told them to add us in there.
Any grants you write, put a bonus in there for GESPA.
So that's actually fine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because there might be, some of these people might not be in those grants, so I was trying to think.
Mm-hmm. So number five would be add stipend to grants for GESPA employees. Mm-hmm. And our goal is $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
That's number five, actually, that I have.
Number one was 20 an hour for bus drivers for 25-26 school year.
It will be retro paid, you said.
Two.
Say that again? Yeah, you will be retro paid. That's number
yes,
two.
They'll be retro paid.
Mm-hmm.
If the pay is approved.
Mm-hmm. You just agreed about the 25 stipend.
Well, that's if once the grant is written to include the $2,500 stipend. I am to provide the additional.
He want all of the employees.
All employees, everyone, school board members, and all the whole list for the district,
and
their positions. Mm-hmm. And
you can have it match what you already sent me, so I can most easily copy and paste because it has like building email, phone number. You know, look at what you've already sent me. If you can pull the same thing from Skyward,
the same headings.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, okay. Sort the same sort list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
same sort,
just
better add that.
Do you all ever ask for updates from your employees? Like the email, address, telephone number?
Yeah, we put that out there asking individuals. We cannot make any changes in the system unless it is emailed to us or we're directly looking at the individual because we don't want to make a change and that's not the person on the other end or you're not who you say you are.
I'm saying, but
we do make changes.
Do you ever send out an email asking for updates?
I'm trying to think. I know we do send something out. I know we provide that information to the administrators. We ask that all the updates be done at the school sites. So, and then you all would have to let us know that the changes need to occur at the district office because we can't go in and make the changes unless you tell us to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all employees list. Those three.
Mm-hmm.
And then
list, okay.
And then you wanted to know, I have the question, did the cost of the administrative races add up to be $612,624?
My question is, will you respond to the statement I made that you're saying is the question? To me, it is what it is.
You want to know what it is.
I want an explanation for how you can spend $612,000 on 173 administrative classified employees and only $200,000 on 270 GESPA employees, right? And I think what you're kind of implying is maybe I'm mistaken and there's an explanation that doesn't answer the question because that's not what's happening. So tell me that. But I'm pretty sure that's what the board doc says.
Okay. And then the next question was, why is the salary increase for paras so low?
Thank you.
Okay. And then I have a note, the first schedule that was presented was higher, and we don't understand the change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to know the change.
Yeah.
Have five altogether.
Mm-hmm. This five.
You have six.
I counted six.
Well, that was was intertwined with one. Okay.
I think you all attached that to number five.
I attached it to number three.
I wrote it down when it was asked.
So I attached it to number three because it was.
I probably added
one.
I combined it with three. I know what it was. I didn't include the retro because that wasn't a question. We are in agreement that
with
it should be retro.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't include the retro as a question. That's what it was. Because we were in agreement with that.
Nope. We need to start looking for the next meeting. The question is, do we wait until after the meeting, the board meeting?
It's the 22nd.
Want to do send the 22nd?
Oh, that would be good.
Yes,
it would. Because then...
And board meeting is on the 22nd.
The board meeting is on the 22nd?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do after the board meeting, we'll have the same as we do about the same kind of information. Hopefully we will get it.
So anytime after the board meeting, Dr. Siebel, that way we're trying to see if we could get an executive session.
Like 24th?
That's on a Thursday.
24th of October.
Yeah. The board meeting is 22nd.
Mm-hmm. I'm good if that works for with the 24th. Schedule.
Okay.
No, it's a Thursday.
Mm-hmm. So October 24th at 4:30?
And they couldn't get
him
the executive board meeting.
That's what
I wanted to know.
The hurricane.
We were all trying to get out.
I just wanted to know. I didn't know why they... Yeah. I actually never saw traffic backed up like when I came here to get off the highway. I had to stop on I-10 to get off at 90.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah. Because people are coming up.
They're coming from down.
I guess people evacuating or stopping to get gas.
Wait, hold on.
And we're being told
that there's no gas. Wait, y'all.
Okay,
the
meeting. Right. Next session, and we're done now.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Okay. October 24th.
October 24th at 4:30.
Thanks, Mr.
All right. Meeting adjourned. We have 5:39.